Dvar Halacha, what's today? Tuesday night, Orle, Yud, whatever it is, other days. Okay. I would say you're mechuyev to go vote, but then there might be someone here that say, who says you're mechuyev to vote for that guy? So I don't want to get into that. I'll just say my son drove in from Yerushalayim to help bring people to the polls. In the case there's somebody on the other team, he's going to give you a ride no matter who you're going to vote for. He's not giving you a ride. I'll manas that you vote for that guy because that's illegal and we're charedim and we do illegal things. So he's very careful. But he came from Yerushalayim because he has a car and he's helping out. Okay. And he gave me a ride once he was coming. Okay. And we sat on the 38th for 2 hours. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, oy vey, was taped. Oh boy. Oh boy. Just kidding. You better go right afterwards. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a suffix. Everybody knows this Mishnah Berurah. There's some Mishnah Berurahs everybody knows, like you can't get up out of bed too quickly. It might be harmful to your health. So everybody knows the Mishnah Berurah brings down, they may not know what they know, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down a Binyan Sion, that's Mesupik, maybe you have to do Mishlachmonos al Yudei Ashliach, you can't give it yourself. Mishnah Berurah neglects to bring down that the Binyan Sion's Maskona is that you don't have to. That's a little strange, but maybe it's not so strange because the Binyan Sion's Maskona is that the Lashon Mishloach comes to teach us that even if the guy refuses it, you're still Yotzei, because you did the Mishloach, you sent it. And the Mishnah Berurah rather paskins, it's Shavon the Ramon, and there's the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's not so posh that you were Yotzei. So then the Lashon Mishloach, if it doesn't have the implication of the Binyan Tzion's Maskana, then it may indeed have the implication of Dafka sending it. Why would it be Dafka sending it? So as Joel Padowitz can tell you, it's Mavur from a Mishnah in Maisris, because the Shaila, what's Koveya for Maiser, if Matonah is Koveya for Maiser or not. So there's a steer in Mishnayis, if Matonah is Koveya for Maiser, and at least one teretz is, that the Pharisees as well, as I believe, that when you give someone a Matonah through a Shliach, it takes on a certain formality and a certain chashivas that it doesn't have if you just hand them a Matonah. And that's why that Mishnah is talking about if you sent him something with a shliach. That would explain the svara. I mean, no one, I didn't see anybody, except for me, explain the svara. I mean, you could say it's a Lashon Mishloach Monos, because my Matonos Levyonim, it says Matonah, no saying. The Rambam's Lashon is Machalek, but Mishloach Monos is Mishloach. So, but like, what would be the rationale? But I'm bored if that's the rationale. If the halacha is true, then the rationale would be that it's more choshev, and Chazal, who established the mitzvah, the Nevi'im, whoever established the mitzvah, established it dafka derech kovo, derech hashivus. But lemaisa, bottom line is that, well, it's almost not no geos, because you yotzev mishalachmonos with one person, so we go way overboard. But the bottom line is, the Chazon Ish gave it without a shliach, it's brought down, and the Stipler gave it without a shliach, and certainly, they held, apparently, even the Chatchila, you don't have to. But certainly, b'di'eved, the consensus of virtually all, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah just brings it out as a suffix in the Binyan Sion. You might be tempted to say that since the halachos of Megillah have the Chomer of Divrei Kabbalah, as opposed to the Rabbanon, one of the manifestations of that is that you don't say Sufik Lakula, for example. So you might say you do have to be Makbid to send it with a Shliach, and of course everybody does do it through a Shliach. But the bottom line is that almost all, virtually all Paiskim say you certainly Yotzei if you don't send it through a Shliach. The question is, an interesting question came up, the Chassam Seifer talks about, if you send it through a Chereshayt of a cotton, by us it's most Nageya cotton, obviously. So the Chacham Sofer says that's fine, that a cotton can't be a shliach when you need the din of kamoso. Here there's no din of kamoso. Adarabba, you want to avoid kamoso, so to speak. You want to dafka send it with a shliach. You don't want to have it to be kamoso. So when there's no din of kamoso, a cotton could function as a shliach. Then the question would, no, how do you know he did the shlichus? Like, how do you know he did it? And b'chal, how do you know the person did it? And that's another manifestation of it being a divrei kabbalah as opposed to derabbanan, in that it has the chomer that you don't necessarily say chazaka shliach osa shlichuso, because that you say by a derabbanan, not by diaraisa. So you have to go back and ask him if he delivered it. So then, what did the Achrayim say? It's probably a milsa davide legluye. So you could be saying on chazaka shliach osa shlichuso when it's a milsa davide legluye. Okay, that's the halacha. Now we go to the Chavis Halvodis. We're coming to the end of Shara Avos Hashem, and he's describing an amazing feeling on the part of the Ovei Hashem who have reached the mountaintop, that they feel there's not enough mitzvahs, because they really want to show their gratitude to Hashem, and every second that they breathe and that they see and that they hear and that they walk and that they talk and that they think, and I mean everything. So, and what do you have to do already? He goes through the mitzvahs, like you whittle it down. What's the safe, the Chafetz Chaim's Chibur that they learn here on Thursday mornings? I think Rabbi Moshe Goldstein told me he wants to learn it with his shiur till the end of his man. It's a mitzvah sakotzer. So there's not that many mitzvahs. And lavim, that's like a no-brainer lavim. Just don't do it. That's all. That's not called serving Hashem. Just don't do it. So what they do? So they went through all the mitzvahs, and they're looking for a mitzvah that they have to constantly do. So they found Talmud Torah. That's all Talmud Torah. And the Chazal goes on to say they didn't like that solution. But Yimad Beinayim Kolzemi Nafshosam, they didn't like that. They wanted to do more. As I said, the Balei Musar and later Doros have a different perspective on Talmud Torah. They say that's the be-all and end-all. In fact, if you learn about Karbonos, it's like you brought a Karbon. If you learn about Beis HaMikdash, it's like you have Beis HaMikdash. If you learn about Shluach HaKan, it's like you did Shluach HaKan. But the Chazal Vavos, quite frankly, says that these people were not happy with just Talmud Torah, and they therefore searched for ways to serve Hashem more frequently, more constantly, more frequently and more constantly. So they found Chavis Halavavos, and they said, that's what I wrote my Sefer for. And that really completes the circle, because this is the end of the Sefer, and these are the people on the mountaintop, and they reached their logical conclusion that they're looking for something that's frequent and constant in serving Hashem. And if you look at the Maisa Mitzvahs, it's just not that burdensome. Obviously, there's a big merchak between them and us. It's not that burdensome. So, and they reached the conclusion that Chavis Halavavos, and everything you do, you imbue with Shara Yichud, and Bechina, and Bitochon, and Avodas Elokim, and Kniya, and Yichud HaMaisa, and that's why I wrote the Seifa. So, like, that completes the circle. Okay, we'll stop here.